Thor Soderberg and Mazen Istanbuli were the cop and the prof. Mr. Istanbuli, a professor of political science at DePaul University, is blind. He's also a triathlete who's been guided when he runs, swims, and cycles by Thor Soderberg, another triathlete and a Chicago police officer. Officer Soderberg was matched up with Professor Istanbuli through the See Different Foundation, a group that assists blind athletes. They became a team, sharing challenge, fatigue, and exhilaration as they trained and competed in triathlons. Swimming in the lake, riding bikes along the lakefront, running, we spent hours together, Mazen Istanbuli said. We talked about everything. The more I knew Thor, the more I realized what a great human being he was. He always said, I want to get you a medal. He always thought of others before himself. This week, Officer Thor Soderberg was shot and killed in the parking lot of the Chicago Police Academy at 61st and Racine, where he was an instructor. A 24-year-old man with a history of drugs, crime, and mental derangement has been charged with his murder, and with shooting at a man who was sitting on his porch across the street, and the police officers who ran into the streets when they heard shots. The alleged assailant was wounded in the abdomen by officers and is recovering in a hospital. Thor Soderberg was 43. His wife, Jennifer Loudon, is a social worker in the Chicago Public Schools. She's released a statement urging people who say they want to memorialize her husband to do so by doing something for others, like her husband. If you have the opportunity to do something and change someone's life for the better, do it, she wrote. Start by taking care of every child. It's been a week which might make you wonder about some of the lives that capture attention in the news. There's the young actress who sobbed in court because she hasn't shown up for her alcohol rehab classes, or the trio of athletes who already earn more money in just a few months than police officers, nurses, or teachers will earn in their lifetimes, signing bigger new contracts. Thor Soderberg seemed to have lived a truly artful, useful life, and we hear about him only when he's killed. Most of the young recruits in Thor Soderberg's class will graduate from the academy next week. They'll receive their diplomas in their dress blues, then go out to patrol the streets, which they know, more keenly than ever now, can be dangerous, mean, and unpredictable. That's why they're needed out there. Thor Soderberg's death and his graceful and generous life has already taught them both the nicest and hardest lessons. You're listening to NPR News.